Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:05 on July the 30th. Wait a minute, let me roll this up a little bit. Put your hand out there, Bob. Okay, Bob. That's it. You know why that was, don't you? That's right. You let July get away from us.
You have to beat him off.
530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Now, we have new servers up. We're in the process of tweaking them. We have a bank of new servers because we were putting out so much of a stream and so many people were getting into it that it was overriding this company that we had switched to, oh, I guess 2 months ago. They did not say what they did not tell us the truth about all the bandwidth they could handle. So we had to move beyond them. Anyway, so you should be getting a better feed today, and like I say, we're tweaking all the computers right now. And speaking of tweaking computers, here's Bad Bob.
Good morning.
I said tweaking computers, not just tweaking.
Played with the barbecue, went out on the lake, did kayak patrols.
That's awesome,
yes.
Did you have any patrolling to do?
The Coast Guard Auxiliary serves many functions, and one of them is that when the Park Service does their kayak patrols on Whiskeytown Lake, we provide a escort, you know, a protective barrier between the people and the little, nearly invisible kayaks and any other boaters that might be out there, and also if somebody gets tired, whatever. We had a little bit of excitement, but it was fun and just beautiful out there. If you've never done the kayak tour by moonlight, do it, by all means.
And that's coming up. Well, the moon was very clear last night, but the full moon should be in, what, a couple days?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do it this coming weekend, but this past 4 days, they had the moonlight kayaks. It was awesome.
We were just talking about that last night.
Speaking of beautiful times and moonlit nights, here's Linda.
Good. You just pull that up. Good morning.
Pulled that one right out of my pocket.
It is the 30th of July. Welcome, 7:07 in the morning. And we're coming up on 70 degrees this morning in the downtown studios. It's going to be hot today with temperatures around 99, mostly clear tonight with temperatures plummeting around 65. We are going to go to our market, Wall Street market moment. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about history, open line, raves, rants, all those things.
We have people. Jimmy wants to call in about some of Obama's remarks. We have a lot of things we want to talk about, including remembering a graduate
and
from a high school here and who lost his life in Afghanistan on Sunday. We'll talk about that in the next segments, too.
As well as some wonderful places that we visited that we want to encourage people
to
visit in the North State.
And speaking of veterans, we have the Shasta County Veterans Coalition there that they had their big award ceremony over the weekend. We want to talk about Olympics. We want to talk about a lot of things that are happening to us right here and in the state. And we're also going to have on at 8 o'clock, we're going to have a guy named Mark McAfee who provides organic raw milk to people. And you say, well, that's real interesting. Well, it is, because we want to talk about his battles with the government. And if you want to provide something that is organic to the public, you'd think you'd be able to do that, wouldn't you?
Dynamic guy,
and you know, and he has joined in battle. So again, it's something else that's going on. And we also, if Ann is out there listening, Ann, we'd like you to call in talking about what happened with your statements over the weekend about easements and the bottom feeders that come out and like to attack people anonymously. Okay, but we're going to go to Susan Eastman first. And Susan, tell us that there's great news from the East Coast.
What's happening on the Market Minute, Susan Eastman? Good morning, Carl and Linda. Well, we have green again today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 17 points at 13,092. The S&P 500 is up 2 points at 1388. The Nasdaq Composite is positive 6 points at 2965. Some of the day's biggest movers, Ford positive 13 cents, trading at $9.13. Merck and Company down 29 cents at 44.80. Shaw Group is positive $15.95, trading at 42.64 after a buyout from Chicago Bridge and Iron. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Costco is up 8 cents at 97.20. Walmart positive 44 cents at 74.97. Target down 18 cents, trading at 61.70. Over to commodities, gold is down a dime at $16.22.60 per ounce. Silver's positive 37 cents at $27.87. Crude oil off 7 pennies, trading at $90 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much. They're located out on Park Marina Drive, and you can go down there and find your way through the minefields of Wall Street just by talking to Susan and the other great people down there on Park Marina Drive at Wells Fargo Advisors. They're on our show, of course, Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. Good morning, my friends. Welcome. The chat pack is loading up early, and it is Monday, the last Monday
and
in July for 2012. We got people lined up, want to start calling.
We want to hear from you.
That's right. I know already there's things going on out there, including, we want to talk about the Olympics and so many other things. But we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reddy and Harley Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reddy and Harley Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reddy and Harley Davidson also has a full service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at readyandharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reddy and Harley Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Are you flapping your arms? Are you doing the dance? Are you the big kahuna? Monday morning. How are you? 7:14. How are you? These guys are looking at me like rolling your eyes. You know what, guys? Get out of your foul moods. Let's go.
Have you thought it's not us?
Let's get rolling.
Have you thought that Bob and I are... Bob's out there... Just Bob's out there flapping his wings. He was flapping his wings.
He was like, whoa,
he was.
Come
he was
on,
doing that. It was, it was absolutely scary.
You guys, sometimes I feel like you gang up on me. Anyway.
You know what? The three of us in here and the police chief and the sheriff, we're still outnumbered. All right? So just don't even go there.
Hey, this is really serious. The American Red Cross... We're going to cover this morning headlines, like the raves and rants, and we want to hear from you. I think this is a great way to start Monday morning. What's on your mind? Here's something I just want to put out there that's in the headlines today. American Red Cross says that a national blood supply is at its lowest in 15 years because of the severe weather combined with a slow number of donations. They said usually in the summer months when they do their blood drives, you know, usually it's down anyway. And usually you come in the winter months when the schools come back and people are back in work. But because of some of the severe storms that have happened throughout the country, the blood is down at the American Red Cross. So if you've been thinking, I need to get in there, well, now's your time to, you know, we as Americans need to give blood in a donation because of that. Well, let's go to the phone this morning and get to our first
Jim.
Caller.
Okay, Jim, you got a rant today?
Yeah, I got some stuck in my craw, kind of.
Okay.
Now, Carl, you being in the military for, you know, a long time, I heard a comment Mitt Romney was saying, or I'm sorry, President Obama was saying about gun control after the Aurora shootings. He said AK-47s belong in the hands of our military and not our citizens. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, our troops aren't issued AK-47s, are they?
No. Nope.
Yeah, the Al-Qaeda is, though, aren't they?
They are.
And I just thought that was kind of, you know, funny that he was so oblivious to that.
Well, I think, Jimmy, you know, and rarely do I ever do this, but I think he said AK-47s belong on the battlefield. So I'm not sure if he, you know, he may have said other things, too. The one I heard said they belonged on the battlefield. But in any case, he was woefully ignorant. If he said it in the hands of our troops, then he's, as you pointed out, he was really wrong.
Yes. He said in the hands of our troops, and that kind of caught my ear. And the other thing I was thinking about, well, what about Eric Holder and them selling guns to the Mexican drug cartels? You know, I mean, how is that going to look when he's trying to go for, you know, when he's on his platform getting reelected to, you know, spout off about gun control? How is that going to, you know, work into the equation?
Well, you know, that's a good point, is that, he, you know, whichever he said, that AK-47s, you know, obviously belong, you know, not on our city streets. And so he just made sure is that when they walked him across the border into Mexico, he ended up in the hands of those people, which to this day, they are still stonewalling us and saying, you know, what exactly is wrong with this? He said that, okay. You know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, he's talking Urban League, and this is what Linda's holding us up, said, told the audience that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not the hands of criminals. So I see exactly where you're talking about it. And so it says, and they do not use AK-47s. We learn how to use them, but it's not what we are armed with. So again, President Obama, you know, even with the thing is that he talked about criminals not being able to get weapons. Well, criminals, it's illegal for criminals to get weapons anyway. It's been like that for decades.
Yep. Exactly. Well, I just thought I'd call in, and thanks for having me on, Carl.
Well, you know what? Thanks for the call in. And this was just, you know, it's a continuing thing. They've got a photo of President Obama in a cowboy hat. I think anything that it's even more incongruous
quack.
Than him with a cowboy hat is maybe Mitt Romney with a cowboy hat. I'm not sure.
Oh, Rip, not.
Thanks
Rip.
A lot, Jim.
Well,
thanks.
You know, Romney in a cowboy hat fits, you know, that fits.
Can't, does it?
Oh, yeah. For me, it does.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about, you know, really.
I don't even want to go there.
You know, the
okay,
time I saw the president walk out of his house when he had his baseball hat on backwards, and I swear, he comes walking out, he comes out where he was standing, he had his baseball hat on backwards, and then as he got like halfway to the cameras and all that, he flips it around to the front. And I was thinking,
well, you know,
here we go.
It's really interesting because also in the headlines today, they're talking about restrictions in some of the states that when the classes resume, the dress codes. And the dress codes are, guess what, for the teachers.
Oh, for the teachers to be more restricted.
The teachers, wow. No jeans, no straps, no bellies. I'm thinking, are you kidding?
No belly. You mean no belly showing?
No belly showing.
You mean teachers had belly showing?
Teachers have belly. I saw pictures of it. You know, I mean, you can see it's in the headlines today. But anyway, so yeah, they're coming back, and they're like, they just want more, so the students. I mean, you learn from your teachers. I just remember beehives and the click 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 of heels. You know, I mean, we had some strict teachers, but women in those days did wear dresses. Some of them wore suits, but I mean, it's kind of a place that you think in terms of, unless you're in gym.
A little decorum there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to come back. We want to talk about the awards that were handed out, but also want to talk about the Olympics, but also about First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs. And we've got a number of other things we're going to be talking about today. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This is your chance to unload here, my friends. 530-605-4567. Hop in here. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you saw in the paper. Was Ann and Fred Myers, you know, were they wrong about their battle with the Corps of Engineers just to try and grow some fruit trees on their property? Well, we'll be right back.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Is your wood deck or fence looking old and gray and showing its age? SuperClean's special three-step process will restore sun and weather-damaged fences and decks, making them look new again. Ask us about our new stain options, giving you a variety of beautiful wood finishes. Go to supercleanroof.com and view several of our amazing wood transformations. Then call us for a free estimate at 339-5882. That's 339-5882.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, it is 7:25 in the morning, July the 30th, last Monday here in July for 2012. We went to the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council banquet on Saturday. And they were honoring the individual and group veterans advocates of the year. And I tell you what, you know how hard that is? Because here they had two great individuals and two great groups of people. They had, you know, they had the, you know, it was Tom Johnson, who's so big in honor flights, and Frank Rose Jr. for the individuals. And you know, how can you get make one over the other one? You know, Frank was awarded the honor, but you know what? Tom absolutely does so much also. I mean, how can you choose this? And then for the individual and group awards, or the group awards, it was the Northern California Veteran Cemetery group, who, of course, do so much for all these things, but also the Cuttlefish, the Submariners group right here in town.
Commander Gibson
and that group. And so, you know what, we're giving shout-out to everybody. But I tell you what, Submariners, you do so much for this community, so much. You all are, you know, every funeral, there's three or four of you there, and we're talking World War II Korea guys in this group. We're not talking people that are in their 30s, that you know that, they're out there every time. And I have seen Commander Gibson and Mrs. Gibson standing on when we made the turn on that long, you know, taking the remains of one of our KIAs in Iraq, heading up toward Bernie. There they were on the corner out there on I-5, holding a big flag right there, just the two of them, and he was in uniform saluting. I mean, you know what? What can I say about these groups of people, except how much they've done for our veterans and in our community? So just a complete shout out to them. Thank you so much. And we got a phone call about a gentleman that's just come into town.
Hope to meet him.
New veteran in town, Colonel Brad. He's a retired full Colonel Army who is the new head of the VA Dental Clinic. So, sounds like he's, you know what? If you're in town, he rides a Harley. Drives a 57 Chevy, you know, so you know what? You're going to fit in up here.
And yeah. We heard about him through our network of good friends at Tobacco and Brew.
That's right. So, Colonel Brad, welcome aboard, and hope to meet you soon. Let's talk about the Olympics just a second. Somebody, one of our, in fact, John Dixon, who's up in Washington State, who says, by the way, all the audio has been fixed, how one of the girls that won the Olympics, when she was up on the, when she won her Olympic, her medal, her gold medal, she was on the podium and the national anthem came up. She sang every word.
Good.
You know what? You just gotta love that.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think all of these athletes are so proud to be representing America. That's the feeling I get. They're just, you know, it's so beautiful. And one of the swimmers, I can't think of her name right now, but she's her YouTube. She had a cute for the swimmers. I think she's the Missy, the 17-year-old. I believe she's either behind it or whatever. And it was, darling, it was the USA swim team. And Michael Phelps was in it, and they all did, you know, underwater, above water. It was darling, and it went viral. It went viral, and the first time it hit. So you can go to YouTube and check that out. Be like Olympic swim team or something.
Dana Volner, by the way, was the name of the girl that sang the national anthem. But you know what? They're all so proud out there. I'm so proud of them. I mean, I think it's, you know, our own Megan Rapinoe. She was assisted on two goals, and I think she got another goal in one of the games. Just doing great out there. But you know what? We want to remember First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs, a United States Army killed in Afghanistan from this area. Young man, his grandfather's still here. He went to school he graduated in 2006 from Foothill High School in Palo Cedro. He was nominated to attend the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, where he graduated in May 2010. His grandfather said he was an all-American boy. He was a winner at all ways. He had a great future. Peter Jacobs, the grandfather, was a naval officer during World War II and administered the oath of office to his grandson during his graduation. He spent 2 years in Fort Lewis, Sean did, and he was sent to Afghanistan this year. It appears that his death was combat-related, and, you know, he's coming back. So he'll be coming back home, I imagine. It's just a remembrance. Another time just to be thinking, my friends, is that there's that wars going on. And it's continuing to go on. We're continuing to have our casualties. And sometimes we forget that when we're out doing things. You know, gosh, the Olympics are on and all that. Well, it's because of people like Lieutenant Sean Jacobs, that people can go out there and have the freedom to participate in the Olympics and to sit here in this sometimes silly radio show and think about that. Think of him. God bless you, Lieutenant Sean Jacobs, killed in action, Afghanistan.
From the Fox Business Network, after a two-day rally, Wall Street is searching for direction at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow is just about flat. Apple and Samsung Electronics, meanwhile, head to court in one of the biggest technology patent trials ever. Apple claims Samsung smartphone and tablet computers are illegal knockoffs of its popular iPhone and iPad products. The tech giant is seeking $2.5 billion in damages. And relief at the gas pump was short-lived. The average price of a gallon of regular gasoline has increased by nearly 10 cents over the past 2 weeks. According to AAA's Daily Fuel Gauge, the national average for a gallon of regular gas is now $3.48. And the weekend box office numbers show moviegoers returned to theaters following last weekend's drop-off after the shooting tragedy in Colorado. Time Warner's Dark Knight Rises led the weekend tally, grossing $64.1 million. The latest Batman movie has now grossed more than $289 million in its first 10 days in theaters. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-922-2890. That's 1-800-922-2890.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will be performed by the Shasta College Theater Department August 9th to the 25th on the Shasta College stage. Described as a non-stop sugar rush by critics, this Broadway and London hit will delight theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend and discovers that an honest, open spirit always wins the day. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:35 in the morning, July 30th.
I like this song. The only thing is that, you know what, they played this song in, I think it's a Burger King commercial.
No.
Yeah, I heard it on the beat.
That'll go away before long.
I know, it's like, oh, that's our morning song.
But speaking of good things, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, go on down to Espresso Joe's and get that coffee. Anyone gets hot today, get the icy drinks that they make so well. Then wander on over into the humidor over there and pick up those great cigars. They've got every type of cigar you can possibly imagine at great sales, Lastic standing in there, plus every type of tobacco you can imagine, and they will meet or beat any price in this city of Reading. Meet or beat. You know, you just need to go down there and visit our friends, Joe and Shelley. They do so much for our community.
And they do the right thing.
Veterans get discounts. And you're right. You know what? They do
always
the right
done
thing.
Done the right thing.
Tobacco and Brew.
All right. The weather is 72 degrees. Going to be 99 today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 65. Looks like our forecast this week. Tomorrow, 99. Wednesday is up to 100. Thursday, 101. We better get that wall unit fixed. Oh, gosh. It is just the air conditioning.
I put the wall unit in, okay? The only thing is that, you know, I ran it all day and looked at it and everything was fine. I think I need to put like another bit of a rake in it because the water is starting to.
I don't understand what that is, but a spit last night. No, and I woke up in the middle of the night, the dog barking.
Because of the condensation, the water has to drip out the back. But see, the way it's put into which I thought I did, but it wasn't quite enough, I guess, because of the way the window is.
No,
and the way it sits in there.
Well, I did, but it's obviously not enough.
It was talking to us at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then 3 o'clock in the morning. Finally, we turned it off. But anyway, what we did do yesterday, and I just want to share with all of you. I don't know. I've been up in this area. Well, we've lived here for 6 years now, but I've been up in this area from the early 90s on. But there are things that I just never went to. I'm not sure why. I'm still trying to find out why didn't I ever live like I was on vacation up here, which is the beautiful part of why people come to this area, such as yesterday, we had some friends, and of course, we had to schedule it, and it meant us dedicating a whole chunk of time. But we did it in such a way that was wonderful. We drove through Mount Shasta up to the Mount Shasta Lavender Farms, and so just right outside of Weed in that area. And we met the couple who own this lavender area, and I think it closes August 4th, the day before Carl's birthday.
The one with the really awesome view?
Oh!
Great view.
We were in Italy.
They both have PhDs in psychology, but this is what they love doing.
They love horticulture, and so everything that's for sale in this little room. I mean, you drive up a dirt road, after you get off the highway there, you get a little two-lane highway. Great Harley ride, by the way, it would be. But you'd have to park unless you want to drive on a dirt road. So you go up a dirt road, up in the mountain, and you come around this little Tuscany kind of style house. And this is where they're living. But they open up, of course, they're open until 4 o'clock yesterday. So you can go out and cut your sprigs of lavender.
Own lavender, though.
And then they have like lavender, and they do not farm out the oil that they make. So you get the purest form of, lavender oils and lotions, and they watch everything. It's made right there. And it was fascinating. It's right at the bay. You see the most beautiful view of Mount Shasta. So the drive to and from, and you can see from the area of the Lavender Gardens, Lake Shastina. And then we stopped at the place that used to be the caboose, where you can rent a caboose. Where was that? Dunsmuir.
Yeah, it was
a restaurant.
It used to be a restaurant. Now it's just motels.
So it's just all these little lovely areas.
Right. It's Mount Shasta Lavender Farms.
Mount Shasta Lavender. You pick your lavender. It's $4 for 100 stems. I mean, that's just great. You can make, we had lavender lemonade. So well,
the thing that surprised me most is I said, look, if you really want to keep this so it works the best, is that you take all these lavender stems, this lavender, and you put it where the sun doesn't shine. And so when they said that, I looked at it and I said, okay, which is why Bad Bob looks a little bit uncomfortable today, because we put the lavender where the sun don't shine. Right, Bad Bob? So He just threw his hands up in
the
air.
So that's our rave. We're going to have raves and rants these Monday mornings. Because, you know, after the weekend, you want to hear, what happened to you this weekend that you got to just get, you know, get out?
Well, I'm going to, I'm going to talk about that. Because there's a couple of things that really, really offend me. One of them, of course, is gas prices are surging again. They've gone up 10 cents in 2 weeks right here in our city of Reading. We're going to talk about, you know, the other thing, too, is that there's getting ready to be, Bob's on the phone, otherwise we'll take a break. Because I want to talk about the Board of Supervisors getting ready to vote tomorrow about moving inmates to other jails. And is there a question about this? I don't think so. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
We're speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying and Norwegians.
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought the piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or, ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is Monday. You know, you just got to love Monday. Monday's come in. Because, you know, you got the rest of the week to catch up after you've done things. Hey, let's go to Kay. Kay, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey. What's up?
Sounds good that you guys had some fun this weekend.
Well, you know what? We just about fun. Our fun meter is like tagged over.
It's beautiful to go experience that. We've heard about it for years and not been able to make it happen.
We may have to go rest up earlier, later on this week.
Did you buy anything in the gift shop?
Yes, we bought lotion and oil.
Did they charge you the right amount of money?
Well, I assume they did.
I'm not sure.
It wasn't that much. I mean,
well,
I added it up in my head and it seemed right.
I went there with two of my friends, and well, you know, gift shops are always expensive anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so we two of us felt that we'd been, that it was more than it probably should have been. So one of my friends, who's an accountant, figured hers out, and she had been, they charged her $32 over, and I figured mine out. I'm not an accountant by any means. And I was $50, and my other friend was $8, so we went back, and they did give us the money back, but we still don't know because of the way their accounting system is or isn't. There's no way to really know if they, you know, who's ahead or who's not ahead. But it's, and then my one friend had been there the week before, and she was overcharged $3, and she thought that was a mistake. But when three out of three get overcharged,
well, okay, you know, here's what happened. I don't know if this is the same place, Mount Lavender Farms, but we did
the animal farm.
No.
The Mount Shasta Lavender Farm.
Yeah, well, we didn't have that problem though. I didn't see anybody else.
Well, here's the deal. You got a couple who are a husband and wife team that have gone up there,
right,
and started a lavender farm and not thought of turning this into a profit or a situation. So yesterday when we went up there, just FYI, mm-hmm, she had her iPhone with where you slide the card through it.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so, and here's the owner. And guess what? The sale site went down. She couldn't get it. It was the end of the day. And what she did is she handed us the bag and said, you know what? Just take it. So I think
she said Kay's already paid for it.
Yeah. I think what you have here are, you know, it's, they're just kind of, they're rolling with learning things as they go along. And it's probably, you know, you've got 100 sprigs. Well, we don't know. We're kind of doing the ish of the sprigs. And it's not about, you know, I could see something like that happening,
well,
but it's not of malicious intent.
I mean, they're not, $32 and $50 isn't chunk change.
No, it's not.
But I wonder
if they do that to enough people.
Yeah, but I just don't think Kay that.
Well,
that
I think people should be on the watch.
But I think people should always be, no matter where you're at, whether you're here or at Macy's or Sears or any place that you've got to kind of watch. But you know, because I've walked out of stores before and looked at it and said, whoa, wait
somebody's
a minute,
double swiped us.
Somebody's double charged us on this stuff and gone back in. So it's, yeah. I think it's anywhere. Anyway, Kay, thanks a lot.
It is beautiful. All right, thanks, Kay.
Okay. I didn't mean okay. I meant okay. Mm-hmm. Inmates to other jails are going to vote on it tomorrow. Now, as you know, Sheriff Tom was on the other day and announced, of course, that they're opening up half that jail floor, which would take, I think, 70 beds. And so the other thing they've been talking about is moving inmates from here to other jails. Now, frankly, I don't know why this – I can't see how this can't be a slam dunk, because unless there's something they haven't been telling us. Since we have money, we have an overabundance of street vermin, and Lassen has beds that cost us less to keep them there than it does here in our own jail. Think about that. Sheriff Thomas Single said it costs between $80 and $100 to keep prisoners here in our jail. It costs $62 at Lassen. Why aren't we farming all of them out over there and saving money and hire another sheriff's deputy? Anyway, I would think that the Board of Supervisors would say, yes, let's just jump on that. Well, we only have this much designated for, keeping our prisoners in other jails. We'll add more onto it because we got $1 million+ that we aren't using. It's going to roll over into next year because we haven't hired it. We haven't opened up the other part of the jail. Let's take the worst ones and move them over to Lassen County at $62 a pop and put like 20 of them there for a couple of months until we can start getting this stuff under control. I mean, you read The Economist magazine, which is a major magazine of the world, and Shasta County's mentioning that, and California's mentioning that because of the realignment problems we're having right here. Well, realignment's not going to go away because it's a way for the state to pass their problems on down to us in the counties. Yes, they give us money so far. But the bottom line is that we've got to take care of the problems here on the streets. And the way you do that is you keep them in jail. Enough of this rotation where it's a catch and release. You catch them and they're out on the street before. I mean, everybody knows this. Okay, so we've opened it up half the floor. And by the way, just as a question, is why was that floor ever closed? Larry Lee said it was a financial reason. Well, excuse me, why was it ever closed? You can't tell me there's not money out there someplace, but when you close a floor of the jail, you're just asking. At the same time realignment's going, you're just asking for trouble. You're just asking for trouble, which we've got right here in River City. But now they're opening that up. Now they're going to put GPS, you know, GPS collars on these our people that have been in trouble. And they're going to start moving them out into other jails. This is a way to handle the problem. Finally, finally, everybody's got it together here, and they're walking in the same line, which is only taking us about, 10 months, 11 months, to get everybody on one sheet of paper moving in the right direction. Now, Board of Supervisors, whom, by the way, I think you should have been involved in this. You should have been involved in this a long time ago when you saw nothing was moving. Nothing was moving forward. I think you needed just to, you know, put your big toe in the water there and say, hey, come on, guys, let's get this together. If there was no leadership being shown, if they couldn't get it together on one side, why weren't you in there fighting for it? You know, either that it was being told to you that, hey, everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's fine. Then the next thing you know, 150 people, 250 thieves, thugs, robbers are on the streets of Reading using it as the yard, as they say in the prisons. But at least now it's on the right track. So, Board of Supervisors, I heartily endorse you approving moving these people when you can, moving them out of here and into Lassen or some other place. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Reading's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Reading's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi there. I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl with the Bot. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, old-fashioned values like quality doesn't have to cost more. You'll find them in Alliance Heating and Air. Open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They take a great deal of pride in the fact that they install very high-quality equipment, and they keep it maintained. They'll come out and do a tune-up on your heating and air conditioning system. They're going to come out, and you're going to enjoy the work they do so much. You're going to see the quality in their work and at such great prices that you're always going to want to have Alliance Heating and Air in your life. Give them a call at 221-2642 or hop onto the net at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. We use them. We're very happy with the work they do for us. Okay, going back into this, Sheriff Tom Basenko called and he said, we closed the floor because we had a $4.5 million deficit. Okay, I understand that, Sheriff. And I understand that, you know, it's either less deputies on the road and all this, but it seems to me is that we could get money from other places in the county. Now, where? Maybe we couldn't. But now, at least, we've got the opportunity to move forward. We've opened up half the jail, half of that deck. We're going to open up the rest of it, and he gets two more people, as he said on the show the other day. But now it's up to the Board of Supervisors to also take a step forward. And let's see if we can't move some of these people into a different environment away from here so that we can take the worst ones off the street. 32 arrests? Come on. 32 arrests. Others, 24 arrests. Many of them, two and three times. And look at them. Failure to appear, failure to appear, failure to appear. And now, finally, they've got them. They've started opening up the jail. Now they can grab them and hold them. You can't get them into a drug and alcohol counseling program. You can't get them into anger management. You can't get them into into their mental health programs unless you can hold them someplace. And that's what we need to do. And I would just be interested to see what happens on the vote. I would be surprised if it wasn't 5-0, but then again, you never can tell. Maybe there's something down there that it's, oh, we can't do this because of this. I think people are kind of tired of excuses. I think people want something to happen. Let me see. What's the other thing here? Okay. Something people commented on, they hadn't heard it. I was talking about it on Friday, is that the union heads representing thousands of Americans' immigration agents slammed the Obama administration last Thursday over a policy they claim is forcing officials to ignore the law and allowing illegal immigrants to exploit the system. They say that these are the unions representing the Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. I think that's ICE, isn't it? They're taking advantage of the new directive allowing some undocumented residents who come to the U.S. as children to stay in the country. Union boss Chris Crane said the policy ends up allowing illegal immigrants to avoid detention without any proof. All they have to say is that they went to high school. Our orders are if an alien says he went to high school, then you have to let him go. There is no burden for the alien to prove anything. In other words, he doesn't have to show an ID card. Of course not. You don't have to show an ID card for anything. Unless you want to buy like a soda at the movie. Then you have to show an ID card if you're using your debit card or something. But you don't have to show it for anything else. But they don't have to prove anything. They don't even know why. And as he goes on and says, we don't even know why the Department of Homeland Security has criteria at all. As there is no requirement or burden to prove anything on the part of the alien. And they know this. And, you know, this is after the Federation of American Immigration Reform said that for the past 3.5 years that the administration has worked to undermine immigration enforcement. And you see on Thursday, George McCubbin, president of the National Border Patrol Council Union, said the Department of Homeland Security has made it, let me quote this exactly, impossible for agents to do their jobs. Says led to disorganization and confusion at ICE. I mean, how? You know what? I read this I went back and reported on this last Friday. People did not believe it. They said, what were you saying? So I kept it. I just want everybody to hear it again. This is what our country has come to. That you've got ICE agents, the Border Patrol put their lives on the line every day, and they go up and they catch somebody, and he says, oh, I went to, but he says it probably in Spanish, that he went to high school here. And they can't do anything. They're told to let them go. And if they don't, they will lose their job. Further, this is what Crane said. He complained that officers are under threat of losing their jobs if they defy the policy and try to hold an illegal for, you know, for being here. If they try to arrest them, they can lose their jobs. What is the country coming to? We got to, I don't know, we've got to take a break here. We'll be right back. We've got Mark McAfee coming in talking about what's so bad about raw milk.
He is a very interesting guy. You're going to hear some, you're going to learn something this morning. So you just want to stay tuned. And we're looking forward to this guest, KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Mitt Romney meeting with the Prime Minister of Poland. President Obama reaching out to a predecessor. Live on the campaign, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington.
Well, Poland is the final stop on a three-nation tour for Mitt Romney, a trip that started in the U.K. ahead of the Olympics before Romney traveled to Israel. Before leaving Israel today, Romney did collect cash at a fundraiser with Jewish donors. He also met with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. President Obama, meantime, heads to New York City for a high-priced fundraiser this evening. It comes on the heels of word former President Bill Clinton will make the keynote speech at the Democratic convention in September, officially nominating President Obama for re-election. Chris.
A hearing for the Colorado movie theater shooting suspect gets going this hour. Live at the courthouse in Centennial, Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal.
Chris, outside the courtroom, a crush of photographers snapped photos of victims and family members quietly filing into court or into a special overflow room. One of them was a woman in a wheelchair. She'd been injured in the attack. Don later witnessed the shooting and now wants to witness the proceedings.
I'm here on my own as somebody that was in Theater 9, but at the same time, I'd like to think I'm representing the community and the people that were lost. I think they'd want me to be here also.
He says he wants to show suspect James Holm that they are not afraid. He says he's seen The Dark Knight Rises now twice since the shooting, Chris.
Heat warnings in the southern plains.
Triple-digit high temperatures and heat index values of up to 115 degrees will be possible again today. Severe weather will be possible over parts of the Great Lakes with large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes possible.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. Friends of a Massachusetts man who shot his kids and himself say he'd separated from his wife and lost his job. Daryl Benway and his 7-year-old daughter are dead. His 9-year-old son's in critical condition. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 13 points. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
More layers to an onion recall. It's expanding, reports Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Now Chris, what began Friday with a recall of onion products from Whole Foods locations here in Florida now includes other grocery stores like Safeway in 12 other states. Gill's Onions provides onions for grocery chain store brand products.
The list includes diced, slivered, and whole peeled onions and diced onion celery mix, with use-by dates on or before August 3rd.
The onions were found to contain listeria-causing organisms, but so far no onions have actually been shown to have the disease, nor are there reports of people getting sick, Chris.
The British government says the top Syrian diplomat in London has defected. In Aleppo, Syria,
the regime's bearing down on the Aleppo rebels with overwhelming firepower, the same tactic deployed in Damascus. Helicopter gunships with Gatling guns and rockets, also artillery with 110mm mortars. One medic in a clinic reported 20 corpses brought in, describing them as ripped to pieces. We can't figure out who they are, he said. The UN's humanitarian chief says 200,000 refugees have fled from Aleppo in the past 2 days alone. Dominic Di Natale, Fox News Radio.
Punk rockers on trial in Russia.
In February, wearing masks at the altar of Russia's main cathedral, Christ the Savior, the women band members, all in their 20s, called on the Virgin Mary to throw Putin out. Band members pleaded not guilty to hooliganism and apologized to the Russian Orthodox Church, but still faced prison time. The trial is seen as a test of the president's tolerance of dissent. The band members' protests offended the head of Russia's powerful Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill. Supporters of the group say the trial is politically motivated.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher in Moscow. Felipe Kittadai from Brazil getting a new bronze medal in judo at the Olympics. He dropped the one he won Saturday in the shower. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning, July the 30th. It's it. Oh, gosh, July got away from us, Bad Bob. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just, welcome to Monday. Linda and I are here. We're just having a great time. What's the weather like there, sweetie?
Well, we're going to have a hot day today. Temperatures around 99. Looks like we're going to have, probably 99 tomorrow. And Wednesday's 100 tonight. We're going to mostly clear around 65. Currently 72 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We went out there Friday night. You had a group called Azul. A-Z-U-L. They're a string quartet. They were fabulous. And, of course, we're going to be talking to you about several events that are going to be happening, oh, my gosh, in the month of August. Mark your calendars for the 11th, of course, because we are going to be out there singing, Rick Hill, myself, and Selma Vineyards, 474-5546. Thursday night's pizza night, great dinners. What? Go ahead. Say what you're going to say. You pointed to me. My turn.
Well, no, it was just that we've got a guest calling in, and I've got to clear the lines here. So okay. Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo, tell us the good news, Susan.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, major averages are now mixed as stocks are searching for direction. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 21 points at 13,097. The S&P 500 is off fractionally at 1386. The NASDAQ Composite is down 4 points at 2954. Some of the day's biggest movers, Verizon's positive 5 cents, trading at $44.95. Las Vegas Sands up $1.09 at $37.85 per share. Southwestern Energy positive $1.21 at $34.22. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bankshares down 8 cents, trading at $14.98. North Valley Bank down a quarter at $13.59. Bank of Commerce off 2 cents at $4.19. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced yield 1.53. 30-year bond is 2.60. For commodities, gold is down a dime at $1,622.70 per ounce. Silver's positive 48 cents at $27.98. Crude oil down 20 cents, trading at $89 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. And they're located at Park Marina Drive. Going down there and talk to Susan and Josh and Kathy and Chris to find out exactly what's going on in the Wall Street.
We love the market minute. Another portion that we love here on Monday mornings is when we get Elizabeth calling in. You know, Elizabeth, we heard your show on Sunday. You are so, such a beautiful speaker. You are so eloquent in your...
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you really are. I thought, gosh, you know, I wonder, you took lessons to, you know, you speak correctly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so what's happening with the Tea Party tonight?
Well, this is such a great opportunity for everyone to come out, even though it's going to be a little toasty. Tonight at the Reading Tea Party, we're going to have our own state senator, Doug LaMalfa, who is going to come in and give us the state of the state. It may not be everything we want to hear, but... this is a great opportunity for everyone to come out and ask questions about the budget, about any pending legislation, some of the initiatives coming up on the November ballot. So I really encourage people to come out and meet the senator in person and have the opportunity to ask him questions that you can't really ask of a whole lot of people.
Well, that's a great time to do it too. You know, we're there's so many things going on with us right now with tunnels and peripheral canals and finding $80 million in the hidden away in the parks department. I just wonder how many more millions and millions of dollars are just being sequestered in places.
Oh, it's scary. I mean, if anybody even thinks for a moment that there isn't corruption going on, then they're naive. And, you know, the amazing thing to me is that some of these projects that they're proposing or that they have voted on, they completely defy logic. And I will hear some folks say, well, you know, the high-speed rail, that's a great idea because they use it in Europe. Well, first of all, number one, look at the state of Europe. They're declining rapidly as we speak. And secondly, the geographic area of the United States is 10 times the size of Europe. So, not the same thing.
Well, it's not, and there's other things to it, too. But okay, that's tonight, 6
yes.
p.m.
And we meet at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Good time to go down and ask the right questions to the right guy.
Great. Thanks, you guys. Have a great week.
Thank you
so
much.
Elizabeth.
You know, we watch the Olympics, and we see the nations from around the world competing. And, of course, you know, crossing the Internet is the fact that some people are upset with the way the coverage is happening and that we're not getting the same coverage that, you know, the Brits are getting and that we're getting, you know, excerpts and cut-ins and that kind of thing. But still, we have this sense of pride, and we watch. As America, you know, I think we reflect during the Olympics about where our country has been, where it's going, where we are now. And I think our next guest really fits into somebody who is fighting a cause that affects everyone.
I think so, too. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back with Mark McAfee, we're going to talk about producing an organic milk, raw milk, which can help a lot of people, but the battles you have to do with the government just to produce a commodity that that's good for you.
A farmer
because,
taking
because
a stand.
They're fighting, because the people don't want him and others like him to succeed. But we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Well, we can't just each other's hands.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you in your home, one door at a time.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, "I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo." He called me a few months later. "I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect." Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, 8:15 in the morning, July the 30th. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, Dodge, Fords, Hondas, Lincolns, Nissans, and Ram dealership right here in Reading. Your neighbor's giving you great deals for great cars, trucks, and SUVs. They've got one to fit everybody. And not only that, they take great care of these vehicles after they sell them to you. That's right. You go in there, their service department is second to none. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue, Crown Motors of Reading. Local. Stay local. Buy local. Our guest, Mark McAfee from the Orchard, God forgive me here, Natural Organic. Help me here, Mark.
You're looking up. I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. That's what we were trying to find, trying to help you too. This is Mark McAfee. Can you hear me now?
You sure can. Loud and clear.
Okay. From Organic, what, Organic Pastures? Am I wrong here? I've got this written down upside down here.
No, Organic Pastures Dairy in Fresno, California. Yeah.
Okay, I had it right. All right. Now, we met Mark a few weeks ago at the Weston Price meeting. And you came out and you talked about raw milk. You talked about what you were doing and your dairy and the other dairies like you and the problems you run into. But first, Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself and your business.
Well, it's a family-run operation. It's growing rapidly here in Fresno, California. It was founded back in 1999. To be an organic dairy to sell their milk off to be pasteurized. But I didn't know that Altadena, which was a huge raw milk dairy down in Los Angeles, had gone out of business in May of 1999. And I came into business about that time, and about 6 months later, people started showing up, movie stars and all kinds of people, started showing up at our dairy wanting their milk raw and unprocessed. And this was fascinating to me, and they were willing to pay a high price, and they described to me what it was about raw milk that was so good for their bodies. And it was all about the immune system and the fact that raw milk is whole and unprocessed and filled with good enzymes, beneficial bacteria, minerals, good fats from grass-fed animals. And I got it real quick. I understood what they wanted. I had come from a medical background. I'd been a certified paramedic for 17 years. My wife's a medical educator. And we got it. We got it really quick. And we built a small creamery and started providing raw milk to consumers throughout the state of California. And the story's been told after that. But the story gets thicker and thicker when you think and consider about what's going on with our ability to produce raw milk. Remember, the FDA absolutely hates raw milk and will do anything to stop it because of their relationships with the processors. Remember that raw milk is not processed, and the processors and the FDA are just snuggled up in bed together and absolutely will oppress anybody who tries to produce raw milk. And that's kind of how it started. But we've now been able to kind of battle them well. And they stand off a little bit now that we have a really good market established here in California with support of the governor and a kind of a change of the culture within the regulatory agencies here in California. Raw milk is being supported as an emerging market, and it's thriving.
Okay, now, you did say something that when you said this the other day at the meeting, and because we're used to the government stepping on us. We're used to the government trying to hold you back because that's just, with all the regulations and everything and that. But you said Governor Brown actually helped the raw milk producers?
Believe it or not, yes. Under Schwarzenegger, we were very, very, we were just brutalized. I mean, we were shut down. There were legislative changes without our notice that affected raw milk. AB 1735 passed without one hearing, one public notice, nothing. It passed under a consent calendar, which really, really made it tough for raw milk to be produced legally in California. But we've adapted and we've overcome that challenge 5 years ago. But now with Governor Jerry Brown, he's basically directed his staff, and his staff has told me as such, to a new cultural change. He's basically said, be tough on them, but be fair, and support raw milk as best you can versus just, you know, harassment, bias, and oppression. So there has been a cultural change in California, which has been helpful. It's not easy, but it's been certainly helpful. And so that's something I got to pat the governor on the back for.
Well, you know what, frankly, we got to take a break here, but you know what, that is the first time that I've had anybody come on this show, and we've had all types of people come on this show that said Governor Brown actually helped us, you know, grow our business. Is this part of the Obama thing that says you didn't do your business yourself, the government did it, or what? Is this? Okay.
No, I don't think Obama has anything to do with raw milk, that's for sure.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. I guess Mark McAfee from Organic Pastures.
I want to go to their website.
Yeah, we got it right here. Living Foods for Life.
And organicpastures.com. If you check that out right now, it's going to be, you're going to pull up. This is really interesting stuff. Radiation and milk and stuff, everything. And that's what's really great about this company that's really working on the purification of what you put into your body. We'll be right back. KTNR 1460.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Hello! This is Mark with SuperClean. You're probably already aware that black mold can be a major health risk to your family and pets, but did you know that much of this bacteria can enter your home from your shoes coming in contact with your own moldy sidewalks and driveways? SuperClean's cleaning and treatment process can wipe out dangerous mold and those ugly black stains, bringing back that super clean look. So call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Network, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 8:23 in the morning. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew Espresso Joe's, best coffee in town, best prices. Anything you want for coffee is right there. People treat their customers so well. The all veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. They have supported our people here, our veterans in our community for over 35 years. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley, and a shout-out to Joe. I hope you're doing better there, my friend. Okay, our guest, Mark McAfee from Natural Orchards. I'm sorry, OrganicPastures.com is where you can find them on the on their website. And we're talking about raw milk and the battle to have raw milk in the stores. You know, there was a reason, Mark McAfee, he was our guest, there was a reason that people went to pasteurization, but that was like in what, the last century?
Oh, it wasn't the last century. It was a century and a half ago. It was the 1870s. That's 130, 40 years ago. And, you know, it wasn't really a really good reason. It was kind of a huge Band-Aid on a gaping wound. What the problem was is in the 1800s, people would bring their animals into town with them because as people, you know, congregated civilizations built great communities like New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and Chicago, people brought their cows to town with them. Well, they quickly ran out of feed, and they started feeding them inappropriate things like brewers' distillers' grains. And there was no clean water to wash everything up and filthy conditions in the wintertime, and you had typhoid fever and tuberculosis and brucellosis. And, you know, 30 to 40% of people that drank that milk died. So, you know, it wasn't a problem out in the countryside where the cows were on pastures in sunshine. It could rotate from pasture to pasture. That milk was going to the Mayo Clinic to heal diseases. So it was filthy conditions that were the problem. And instead of cleaning up filthy conditions, you know, the industrialists of the time decided to just continue with filthy milk production and just kill it with a parboiler or early forms of pasteurization. Well, that brought all kinds of additional problems. So it was not really a solution. It was a huge Band-Aid.
And since then, now the way that people, and I know that you produce a lot of raw milk, and I know we have a couple other producers right here up here in the North State that do. And your type of production, how do you produce raw milk to make sure it's safe?
Well, here's the thing. We produce raw milk with a cow that's on a green grass pasture that's constantly rotating from pasture to pasture. That is a sun-drenched, beautiful living community of beneficial bacteria. Bad bacteria don't like that kind of environment. If you put a cow in tight confinement, feed her a bunch of grain, give her hormones and antibiotics, that is not a set of conditions that is conducive to safety. Then we use a lot of other modern systems to assure that we test for the milk, make sure that the milk is quickly chilled, make sure it's sanitarily milked to the cow and all those other things. We have a very advanced food safety plan here at Organic Pastures. It's been in effect now for 6 years. It's very effective at reducing bacteria count and making sure that only the best bacteria are in your raw milk. But you also have to understand that the word safety is really relative. Last year, 34 people died from consuming cantaloupe. You know, that really tells us a lot about the superbugs we're creating from antibiotic resistance, GMO production, you know, the God move over, the genetically modified stuff. And, you know, the artificial environments, we feed animals antibiotics and we abuse antibiotics in our own lives and we become bacteriophobic. We are not sterile as human beings. We are jammed packed with beneficial bacteria. And when we lose those bacteria, we become autoimmune. We have autoimmune diseases. The studies are well-founded in that. I mean, there's all kinds of university studies I could talk about we won't get into. The bottom line is we need good bacteria in our gut for a functioning immune system. So raw milk has those good bacteria, has always had those good bacteria, and people that have drank raw milk in the past have always had a competitive advantage over those that didn't because their immune systems work. And so you got to remember, breast milk is raw milk, and children that are breastfed do really, really well. Raw milk is fantastic for children. Once they've weaned from mother's breast, they go into raw milk from goats or cows. They just continue to thrive. But if you put them on pasteurized milk, we can't forget, this is a key take-home from this whole interview. The pasteurized milk is the most allergenic food in America. If you go and put in your Google search engine, most allergenic food in America, guess what you'll get? You'll get milk, pasteurized milk, at the FDA website and CDC. It is number one, not number two or three, number one. So why would a mom give her child the most allergenic food in America that has killed 8 kids in the last 10 years because of allergies to pasteurization when they could give them raw milk that hasn't killed anybody since 1973 when they started recording this data? So it's very interesting that the safety of milk in America is really a very interesting subject. Is it safe when you give your kid the most allergenic food in America? That's the question. And the bottom line is, no, it's not. It causes ear infections. It triggers asthma. It's horrible. And, you know, yet you hear people say, oh, raw milk's unsafe. Well, au contraire. Raw milk is very safe. Not perfect, but very, very safe when compared to pasteurized milk, and the fact that pasteurized milk has killed a bunch of people straight up from bad bugs. And then on a secondary issue, the fact that it's the most allergenic food in America. So kids that are on raw milk, let me tell you, the parents are very bright.
Okay. We got like a minute left here. Take a breath. You know what, he's really coffeeed up this morning, or raw milked up, I'm not sure, but no, this is the way Mark is really excited about this, so much so is that personally, you know, when I got into the genetically modified organisms and people started talking to me about it, I went, oh, that's kind of interesting. Now, we really don't know what's really in our food, and then listening to the raw milk. Now, I've had raw milk before in my life, I haven't had it probably in 50 years. But listening to what everybody is saying about it, and I thought, you know what, we need to talk about it. Because this is something, if it does help people, if it helps children, if it helps people, you know, in their health, we can talk about it. Plus, we've got somebody that's a dynamic speaker that can talk about how the government, you know, wants to just step all over you when you're trying to do something in a small business, and it's not a dangerous business, but yet they still want to step on you. We want to talk a little bit about that when we come back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. The Colorado masker suspect is in court today.
While today's hearing is in order for formal charges to be filed against James Holmes, a court spokesman says it is possible that his defense attorneys waive the reading of those charges. Since this case is under seal, there's a possibility we don't hear what the charges are. But several media outlets are fighting that seal, and that will be discussed today as well.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. British officials say the Assad regime's most senior diplomat in London has resigned and defected as the onslaught against rebels continues in Syria's biggest city.
I think if they continue this kind of tragic attack on their own people in Aleppo, I think it ultimately will be a nail in Assad's coffin.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is on a 5-day Mideast tour. Fox News, we report, you decide.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Clobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experience and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum, the new Liberty Park, to be located at the Redding Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Saturday, August 4th, call 378-2280 for tickets.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:35 in the morning, Carl on the bot, 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we're streaming live, and it appears our servers, new servers, are working great. Hearing people from Washington State coming in saying that they can sound everything, they can hear everything. July the 30th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, this is where I go to get a haircut. This is where Bad Bob goes. This is where the police go, the sheriffs go. You know, if you need a haircut, take a step back in time. Great prices, great haircuts, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. What can I say?
Currently 77 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have temperatures raising to 99 to 100 degrees today in Redding. What's the weather like there in Fresno, sir?
Well, it's going to be about the same, I think, here in Fresno today. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Mark here.
Okay, we got it. Okay, yeah, Mark McAfee is our guest here. You were talking raw milk and you're talking about production. You know, Mark, it's one thing. I know we can buy it in the stores here, raw milk, but the government, the feds, just don't like raw milk, do they?
No, they don't. And if anybody's seen the movie Food, Inc., you know why. It's their relationship with processors. If you process milk, guess what? That's not raw anymore. And that takes the money away from these corporations that love to take the nutrition away from the consumer and the money away from the farmer. So raw milk is good for the farmer and good for the consumer and doesn't make processors rich, and that's exactly why the FDA doesn't like it.
Well, you know, it's the but if you're within the state, so the overarching thing is that you can't ship raw milk across state lines.
Exactly. In the state of California, raw milk's always been legal. We have our own kind of sovereign law and regulations on the subject, and you can do raw milk in California. It's just very highly regulated. There's only two dairies officially right now that can produce raw milk legally for retail sale, and there's a couple more dairies that have allowed they're allowed to sell their milk on farm. So it's pretty highly regulated.
Well, that sounds like it sounds like that California is not fighting it so much. And like you said, when Governor Brown has leaned into it and said they could lay off the raw milk industry here. Now, we can buy raw milk, I know, at Orchard Nutrition here.
Right, that's right.
In
yep.
town. And because Joe and his family, they believe in this too. Okay, is there a future? Where do you see this? Do you see raw milk ever becoming something you can buy in all the stores?
Well, it's in 400 stores right now throughout California, which is, you know, it's not a lot, but certainly it represents all the way from Shasta all the way down to the Mexican border, Tahoe to San Francisco, all four corners of the state and all through the state. So it's widely available. You can't drive more than 50 miles, you're going to find raw milk. So it is available. But, you know, I see that the internet and store as shows like yourself speaking the truth, which cuts through all this regulatory cash that's out there right now, that kind of is a barrier to people getting educated about the foundations of their health. When you hear things like only drugs cure disease and the FDA approved drugs are the only thing that provides health to America, that is the biggest pile of BS that was ever spoken on the face of the earth. For all time, food has been the basis of health, not some drug that causes all kinds of side effects. So raw milk is a super medical food. It rebuilds the immune system. And that's why people get so jazzed and so excited about it, is the fact that it makes your immune system function. So ear infections in kids go away. Irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's disease get better and go away completely in adults. Asthma goes away almost entirely. You've got kids that are dependent on drugs and Allopurinol inhalers and corticosteroids. In days and weeks, most of those kids get so approved they are not on medications anymore. We have doctors prescribing raw milk for asthma. You got commercial pilots that have ear problems and sinusitis. They get better. Your immune system starts to work without drugs. So it is really a powerful medical food, and that's something that really irritates the FDA more than anything because they're cronies in the pharmaceutical industry. And that really brings the fight down to you and me, which is our own right to get food that prevents illness versus being dependent on drugs provided by these really, really corrupt pharmaceutical agencies that are so in bed with our government.
Okay, hey, look, we've got a caller who's got a question. Angel, you got a question for our guest, Mark McAfee.
I do. Good morning. And I love the new servers that you have. They work perfectly, but I'm out on the road, so I'm listening on the radio. But I wanted to ask the Mark about the shares. There's Dubenborgen something like that farms here in Shasta County in Cottonwood, I believe, and they do shares. And you can purchase raw milk. They can't advertise, but you can purchase raw milk through them on a daily, monthly basis, however many shares that you get. And I wanted to get some feedback from Mark about doing the sharing because I think it's an awesome idea. And I know a lot of people that were lactose intolerant that actually do so much better on raw milk than they do with regular milk. And it has something to do with all the stuff put in milk. Anyway, I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, thanks. Mark, did you get both those?
I sure did. I support Mark Dubenhoven 100%. He is a legal operation. He's inspected by the state of California under a cow share deal. He's a grade A dairy that milks, I think, 30 cows or 40 cows. And a lot of people get their milk from him. He can't produce cheese or butter or cream because he's not a dairy creamery, but he is a dairy operation that is inspected and is grade A. He's one of the only dairies in California that has the on-farm cow share sale approval. So we support him 100%. And he does a great job. So, yeah, go get your milk from Mark. He's awesome. If you need butter or something else, you can get it from the store. But he's a great person to get the product from. And, you know, it's interesting. She mentioned the word lactose intolerance. Very, very, very few people have a lactose intolerance with raw milk. In fact, we have an ongoing joke. We call it pasteurization intolerance because people are shocked that their bodies work just fine when the food they get is unprocessed. So I don't think it's a problem with the person's body. It's a problem with the product.
Okay. All right. We're going to we got the phones ringing, and we're going to take another quick break here, and then we're going to come back. It looks like we got a few more questions, in fact, via our chat room, too, Mark. Our guest, Mark McAfee, talking about raw milk and raw milk production. And the it's something that the federal government doesn't want you to drink, doesn't want it to cross state lines. But the state of California, and actually Governor Brown, has helped this, and it helps people in their health. People have taken, a new life after drinking raw milk. And I'm not saying it works for everybody, but there's a lot of people out there that say it does. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
You have a lot of choices when it comes to who paints your home. Right now, we're with Jennifer Campbell of Redding telling us why she chose J.D. Mason Painting.
J.D. Mason came in and saved the day for me. I had a move-in date that was very quickly approaching. I needed somebody to come in and very quickly do a lot of work for me.
John, tell us a little bit about your work philosophy.
Well, we take care of our customers no matter what. We treat the homeowner like they are part of our family. It's important to us that they trust us.
Jennifer, when the plastic came up and the tape came off, tell me about your first reaction when you saw the finished product.
The job was 100%. It was done. It was exactly what I asked for, and it was exactly what we needed to be able to move into our new home. I would absolutely recommend J.D. Mason Painting.
John, how do people get hold of your company?
You can get a hold of us at 530-262-9441.
J.D. Mason Painting.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect. Even if you need them after hours, they still treat every customer the old-fashioned way with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Harley Davidson. In business since 1977. Go down and see Ernie and Jessica. I tell you what, they carry every motorcycle that's a Harley Davidson that you would possibly want. You can take them for a test ride. They've got every part of the equipment that goes with it, clothing. They've got pipes. They've got it all. If it's got chrome on it, you can put it on that bike. And I tell you what, they've got great deals on bikes. They've got financing available. Just stop by 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Or give them a call at 241-7117. Let me announce something that the Nation of Patriots has launched its third annual nationwide Patriot Tour, 14,000 miles, 48 states in 100 days. And on Thursday, that's this Thursday, August the 2nd, the Patriot Tour will arrive at Reading Harley-Davidson. It's going to be one American flag journeying across the country in honor of America's armed forces. This is the third year in a row. We were there last year, and I tell you what an event it is. It's going to arrive from Hall's Harley-Davidson in Chico at noontime to our Reading Harley-Davidson. 100 days, 48 state tour. And I tell you what, we're going to be there for it. I would hope that you are too, because this is quite so good. Reading Harley Davidson, you know, experience the ride and live the dream at our Reading Harley Davidson.
You want to fill your heart up with American pride. It definitely happens at this occasion.
Oh, it certainly does. I can't say enough about it. And we really thank Reading Harley-Davidson for sponsoring something like this. You know, you need to go out there. We'll talk a lot more about it here in the next couple of days. Hey, our guest is Mark McAfee. We're talking organic and raw milk. And there's a lot more. Raw milk. What can you talk about? Well, you can talk about how the government tries to shut it down. You can talk about the health benefits that you never hear about. You actually never hear about this unless somebody talks about it. Mark, welcome back.
I'm glad to be back. You know, it's interesting you're talking about Harley Davidson and being patriotic. The most patriotic thing you can do is eat or drink a local food that's unprocessed that comes off American soil.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You know, we've got these farmer markets around here, farmers markets. You've got Orchard Nutrition here. You've got so many things, so many places that you can buy local and of local fruit, local vegetables, and if you don't, you're silly, because first of all, they taste so much better. Now, one of the questions came in about are your cattle tested for diseases?
Yes, in fact, tuberculosis is a requirement. We have to have a testing on an annual basis. Every year, the state comes in and tests every one of our animals to assure they are tuberculosis free, and bangs, which is the brucellosis free as well. We also have a veterinarian that comes and checks our cows every 90 days to assure they don't have any further diseases. And we check our cows every day for their milk quality and test 12 times a day for bad bacteria in the milk. And we just don't find it. We have an on-site lab here. We do this testing with a rapid test and return. We have the results back in 12 to 24 hours, depending on the test we're doing. So we're all over the food safety side. This is a serious deal we're doing here, and it's exciting because it brings a lot of benefit to people, and the testimonials are just really profound.
Well, I tell you what, the thing about this whole question is you're looking, you're producing a product that's safe. It's been inspected, right? I mean, you get probably have inspectors everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You know, you're like, I know. You turn around, you step on an inspector.
Oh yeah.
I think this is something that people need to take a look at, and as part of their, as part of maybe changing the way they eat, and you know, taking a look at it, how healthy is this, and what can it do for our children? What can it do for us? You know, we've just heard so many things about people that you know, regain their health by the you know by drinking raw milk.
Well, you know, if you think about it, in the last 60 years or so, Americans have been subjected to a huge rat experiment since about 1930s and 40s when we thought we could fix the world with industrialization and preparing foods that were good for a shelf life, that could be warehoused for years. You know? Well, guess what? Our gut is not a shelf. The food we need to ingest needs to break down quickly and be used by our bodies, not sit stable on a shelf someplace with preservatives in it that's sterilized and packaged and wrapped in plastic. And what we're getting now is we're getting the feedback after this 60, 70-year rat experiment that Americans are in full, you know, full immune system failure. Look at autism. 1 in 54 kids is having autism now when they're born. What about diabetes? 1 in 3 children are expected to be diabetic in their lives. 1 in 4 children in Fresno County has asthma. This ain't normal, folks. This is wrong. And this is not the way Americans have ever eaten before. And nobody has ever eaten this way around the world. So we have to get back to the foundations of the way we're supposed to eat if we're going to thrive and continue as a civilization. If not, we're going to be just in this messed up, you know, medical industry being leached on by these pharmaceutical companies that are bringing more and more drugs to our, you know, our stores that don't heal anything. All they do is take away the pain of our disease processes. We need to get off this truck that's going over a cliff. It has to do with immune systems and the way we eat. That is the foundation of our food, of our health.
Okay, then we're going to end on that. Because that's a good way to end. We got to, you know, we got to get back to the basics. And there's, I mean, really, truly get back to basics and take a look. And we want you to go to organicpastures.com. Is that right?
You got it.
Okay, take a look at this. Mark is more than happy to talk to anybody. Like I said, we heard him at a Weston Price talking about organic and natural food. There's a meeting right here in Reading every other month, and we'll talk about that more. But Mark, thank you so much for being on today.
Really appreciate your energy. And commitment.
Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing the word. Take care.
You bet. Right. Organicpastures.com.
And you can get a milk, by the way, at Orchard.
That's right. And you can also get it from local dairies right here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We hope that when we get back, we're going to have Ann Meyer on. See if we can get Ann to give us a call. And so we can talk about what happened to her.
And also, we're going to talk about what our next door neighbor found. Alert, alert, alert.
Yeah, you want to miss this.
Casey and I, we'll be right back.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank, Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBite, our last segment, 8:55 in the morning, July the 30th. It's time for the alert.
Okay, well.
Warning.
All right, so yesterday, just quick backstory. We're on our way to take Elk Killer up to the doggy park, and our neighbor is pulling out, of his driveway. And he got out of his car because, he was taking his dogs up there, too. So he says, yep, my wife killed a 31-inch rattlesnake in the wood pile yesterday. Now, we're downtown.
I mean, we're not, like, on the edge of a greenbelt.
We're downtown.
Yes,
there is a lot behind us that is, empty. So we were, of course, our minds, well, where'd that come from? And how? Okay.
31 inches of rattlesnake.
31 inches of rattlesnake.
Good old Western Diamondback.
Yeah, yeah. And she was mowing the lawn and heard the rattles. And anyway, so.
She's moving a piece of
wood. So then we went up to the doggy park and started, sharing the story. The night before when we were at the Veterans Advocate dinner, we heard a gal that said that she has a 5-acre parcel, 18 rattlesnakes she's killed so far this year.
So far this year.
Then up at the doggy park, another woman who's got some acreage, how many has she killed?
Well, she killed one 4-foot one, but she says that she kills them all the time, and that this, when she got the pest control people out there, said, this looks like a banner year for rattlesnakes, my friends. So let me tell you. We're right down in the middle of town, which makes us feel really good, and we have a 31-inch diamondback rattlesnake next door to us, which means that if it started
not
from
anymore.
That, if it started, yeah, and our neighbor, John, who is, by the way, a retired Coast Guard pilot, and he flies the Mercy flights out of out of helicopters. This guy is fearless, absolutely fearless. He says, well, it's a good thing that Martha saw it, otherwise I'd still be running down the street. I go, well, okay, I understand that.
You don't expect to have a
31-inch rattlesnake in your wood pile.
No.
That buzz induces levitation in any rational being that hears it.
Here's the thing is, if that snake came from that empty lot, which is not that big, it would have to have gone through his backyard, over the swimming pool, through the dogs, and into that spot.
Well, hello, it's a snake.
It's
amazing what they can do.
Elk Killer goes out in the backyard, and I'm out there with a baseball bat and a flashlight, and the dog's chasing the flashlight, so she's all hyped up. And
by the way, just FYI, anyway. If we're telling the story, is that the gal that we were talking to at the doggy park had said that, the news that she had gotten, which I thought was really important information, is that if you're ever bitten by a snake, you don't even wait for 911. You do call 911, but you take yourself immediately to the hospital, and maybe 911 will, get a hold of you if you're on OnStar, you're saying I'm going, because they may take a little while to get to you in the meantime, you need to get yourself to the hospital immediately.
By the way, you can buy an anti-venom vaccine, I think, for your pets, which only thing it does, it gives them a better chance. A
couple hours.
Yeah, but you have to get them in. Anyway, so we thought we'd just share that with you, make your day for it. There's rattlesnakes right downtown here in Reading, which made me feel good as I'm moving garbage cans around.
The kind without
legs. We are in their territory. Let's not forget that.
No, we're not in their territory. Their territory is out where there isn't people. As far when they walk into my territory, as far as I'm concerned, they become snake mush. And that's it. And if I can run over it with a truck, I'll do that. Anyway. Okay. tomorrow, Lucky Jazz Ronnie will be in here for our legal day. And we've got all types of people coming in tomorrow. We want to talk about some things. Seriously want to talk about some of the blogs we've been reading. Not blogs. The blogs are okay. It's the comments afterwards. Ann and Fred Meyer talked about the Corps of Engineers stepping on them and all this. And what happens? Oh, then these anonymous bloggers go after them. But the other thing is, like, when Buzz's Crab went out of business,
man,
it seemed like these people just took undue amount of pleasure in talking nasty things about Buzz's Crab. I mean, here's a business that's been around 44 years. It put people out of work. It, you know, it ended a way of life for people. And other people just seem to be joyous over this. What is this about our society now when you can become anonymous and you can say these horrible things about people? I mean, if you're going to say something, stand up. Say who you are. Take a stand. Don't back down. And don't do it anonymously. Anyway, we're going to talk about that, too. Carl and the Bot. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The suspect in Colorado's movie theater massacre is in court right now to be formally charged. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live at the courthouse in Centennial.
Lisa, the courtroom is packed with media as well as family members and victims. Don Lader was in the theater during the shooting and explains why he's here today.
We're not going to let the fear take over us. We're not just going to cower in the corner. We're going to stand up. We're going to make our presence known.
Not only are formal charges being brought today, but there's a hearing over a notebook that Holmes' attorneys say he sent his psychiatrist. Before they got a hold of it, authorities did. Holmes' attorneys say it's privileged, and they want to know if someone violated the judge's gag order by telling the media what was in it, Lisa.
Jessica, thanks. Another defection from the Assad regime. Syria's most senior diplomat in London defecting. And as the fighting continues in Syria, the refugee crisis gets worse. Greece is now moving to prevent an influx of Syrian refugees.